Hello, this is Justin here, and I was going to make a video on my last day being a Christian. And this is going to be kind of a story about why I left Christianity and why I got so attracted to Islam. Well, I was first born in a non-denominational Christian family, and I didn't like my religion. I was really attached to it until I started questioning it at the early age of 12. I am 12 now, but I'm kind of almost there of turning 13. But anyways, I was questioning myself of why some Christians just disobeyed the Bible, such as eating pork and shellfish, and I was like, why do they do that? That doesn't make any sense. And stuff like that, and then it just didn't make sense how Jesus could be God, and and many Muslims say stuff as that makes sense, like, such as if Jesus was God, then how can God die on the cross, and who was supporting the universe or stuff like that? And I was like, yeah, how? Anyways, and then, but I didn't immediately come to Islam because there's something else in my way, which is was Judaism, but doesn't really make a lot of sense to me, even though it's just that the culture is so overwhelming and amazing. But I didn't really want to reject Jesus, but I did at one point for like 4 months, and I don't know why I did that. Yeah, then after 4 months, I quit my conversion to Judaism, and I wanted to find something else to replace it. And the only religion I would have to do convert is Islam was left. I did think of Islam as a violent religion during my conversion to Judaism because I just saw all these videos about radical Muslims, but I just don't get why people have to blame the whole religion, even though Christians have the KKK is like terrorizes people in the South. Well, and yeah, and then I started researching it and looked deep down into it, and I was like, you know, this is making a whole lot more sense. Just, it's so, just the unity of God and all of his prophets. And I started researching about the life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, about how he did these all good things, how he brought a message of God from God and converted the whole city of Mecca. And it's really amazing how he could have done that. And also the scientific evidence in the Bible, I mean the Quran, such as the Big Bang. It says somewhere in the Quran that the heavens and the earth were once one until they came apart, and that sounds similar to the Big Bang, which was confirmed in the middle, you know, 20th century. And then learned about the holidays, Ramadan, Eid al-Fitr, I think that's how you say it, and then Muhammad's birthday and death, and stuff like that. And I gotta say that there is no God but God, and Muhammad is his messenger. Goodbye.